God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, most families, at least if you give them enough time and enough people, are messed up, aren't they? None of us have perfect homes. And I'm not saying, by the way, that you can't have a godly home and a godly family. I'm simply saying that all of us have a horse thief somewhere back in our ancestry. None of us have a perfect lineage because we're sinners. And because when one sinner marries another sinner, you at some point have an entire family of sinners, which, again, by the way, can be reared and raised to do what is right and honor both their parents and God. But at some point, there's probably someone in our family that is just completely off track. And that is certainly true as you read the story of Abraham's family. You have incident after incident of people who did things wrong and who suffered the consequence. One example is the story of Joseph and his brothers, which really is the story of Joseph, his brothers, and his dad. His brothers hated Joseph because his brothers were upset with their dad who'd showed Joseph favoritism. So in Genesis 37, they threw Joseph in a pit, sold him to a bunch of slave traders, and basically wiped their hands of any guilt or responsibility for their brother Joseph. They then took his coat, his unique coat of many colors, dipped it in the blood of a goat, showed it to their father, and in verse 32, they said, hey, we found this coat. Quote, know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. Verse 33 says, and he, Jacob, knew it and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is, now catch this, without doubt rent in pieces. What did Jacob's sons do to their father? They lied. How did they do it? The answer is by implication. They didn't state anything. They basically raised the question. Hey, we found this coat. It happens to be, you know, one of a kind, coat of many colors. There's blood all over it. Looks like tiger paws on it. We just found it. We don't know. Is this Joseph's coat or not? The Bible says that Jacob knew it. What did he know? He knew something that was true. It was Joseph's coat. And he knew something that was not so. He said, an evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt. Jacob had no doubt about what had happened. The problem is, what he knew wasn't so. The best liars don't need to state anything. They simply ask a question or they leave unsaid something that leads to a falsehood. You know, sometimes it's better to know nothing than to know the wrong thing. Sometimes we know something that just isn't so, and that's what happened with Jacob. Now, here's the question. Why did Jacob's sons lie to their father? You know, the fact is, we talk about Jacob the deceiver. Jacob was deceived more than he was a deceiver. That is, he was deceived more frequently than he actually practiced deceit. If you go back to Genesis 31, verse 7, Jacob says to his wives, your father, meaning Laban, has changed my wages 10 times. He's deceived me. Well, why was Laban so unfair with Jacob? In chapter 29, verse 23, the Bible says that after he had worked for Laban's daughter, Rachel, for 7 years, Laban married off his other daughter, Leah, to Jacob. He lied to Jacob. He deceived Jacob. And the Bible says, in the morning, behold, Jacob was shocked. He hadn't married the woman that he intended to. He'd been lied to. He deceived. And Jacob says, why did you deceive me? Well, let me ask you something. Why would Laban deceive Jacob? Now, there are a couple answers, but let me give you the one for our consideration this morning. A person who is not honest cannot trust anyone. Jacob assumed everyone else was like him. He had a limited perspective. It's very easy to judge motives and project our motives onto other people. And so a person who lies, a person who deceives, cannot trust anyone because he knows that he can't be trusted. Second of all, more importantly, a person who deceives cannot trust anyone because what goes around comes around. We're not talking about psychology. We're talking about God. We live in a world in which we will reap what we sow. So may God help us to plant honesty, integrity, decency, and graciousness to those around us, because we will reap.